get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And I like to talk about vibes, as you know. V is for vision, I for intention, B beliefs, E expectation, and it's all about sustaining your vibe. So how are you feeling right now? Ask yourself, because if you're thinking bad, if you're thinking on what you don't want, guess what you'll attract more of. So ask yourself, what do you want, and attract in a reflection of that feeling. So today's show is about becoming and showing up as a high value woman. You see, when it comes to love and courtship, dating and attraction, there is nothing more salient, more important than showing up as a high value woman. So today, I want to look at some of the ways in which a woman doesn't do that and in fact shows up as the opposite. Now, why is that important? Because the vibe that you project, that you emanate, radiate into this world comes back to you multiplied. It's all about the energy that you put out there, which comes from the way that you feel about yourself, the beliefs that you hold about yourself. And so when it comes to love and dating, it's all about value. You see, it's not really so much about compatibility. It's about finding what is valuable. It's about the value that you can bring to the table. Now, when we think about emotional attraction, there's this value that we perceive in one another, which actually works both ways. So when we look at this vibe and look at the value of the vibe that you're projecting, this is how couples actually fall deeper in love with that stronger attraction to one another. So let's look at this idea of value. Now, what sort of communication are you having with that potential partner when you're on a date? So let's look at this as the initial part of courtship. Okay, so one of the ways in which you show up as low value is when you come across as if you are not interested in your partner. So you're on a date and all you're talking is about is me, 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 me. Have you ever been on a date where the person, all they do is talk about themselves and they never really allow time to listen to you, to listen to who you are? You see, a relationship is built on communication both ways. It's called a relationship because you are, as in the word says, relating to one another. Okay, but if you're a person that is just interested in yourself and meeting your needs, and that is only your focus, then what you're actually doing is disconnecting from that person. And you're not finding that common ground, that common playground where you can both parlay and play with each other. Another mistake that women make and allows you to not come across as high value is when you reveal too much of yourself too soon. So in my book, She's Got That Vibe, which is available on Amazon, I have as mistake number 7, too much too soon. And this is when you overshare yourself. So my advice to you is that when you're on a date, don't be too touchy-feely on your first couple of dates, okay? He's unfamiliar with you and you haven't yet established an emotional connection. So keep your hands to yourself, okay? So no inappropriate moves, even if you really, really fancy him like crazy. So don't give too much too soon. And I'm not just talking about physical contact. I'm talking about yourself. What is it that you're giving away? You have to be mysterious to a man, okay? Men like challenges. So portray yourself as somebody who has a lot to offer, but at the same time, it's allowing the man to be able to lean in and to dig for that gold, so to speak. So reveal yourself slowly. You see, when you give off an attitude of pick me, you know, I'm too sexy, I'm too funny, when you're just playing too hard, then you will actually send out the wrong signals. The wrong signals being that you can then be perceived as a desperate woman looking for a man, looking for a relationship. So it's not actually that you're interested in connecting truly with that person and forming that deep connection. It's almost as if it's like you're saying, pick me, I want to be just in a relationship. Mistake number 3 is when you do not have boundaries, okay? When a woman just can't say no, she says yes to everything, okay? Now, I know that sometimes it is hard to say no, but the thing is, when you don't say no to a man who has clearly crossed your boundaries, or you are complicit in allowing him to break your boundaries, it comes across to the man that you are displaying low value. So let me give you an example. You've told the man that you don't accept calls, say, after, let's say, 10 p.m. in the evening. And because you're so hungry to form a connection with that man, you disregard your own boundary when he calls you and you accept a call at 10:05. What is the message that you're communicating? You see, you have become complicit in breaking your own boundary. And what you have to realize is that when you actually disappoint yourself subconsciously, you start to communicate that you are disrespecting yourself to your potential partner. Your boundaries are a way of communicating to that person that I respect myself and I'm not going to allow you to violate my space. I'm not going to allow you to violate the conditions under which I have set that makes me happy. So learn to say no. And when that man does actually hit against those boundaries, realize as well that it is an opportunity for you guys to actually connect together in a meaningful way. Because it's a teaching point. Up until that time, perhaps that person didn't know that was your boundary. But now it's a time for you to actually say, look, I didn't like the way that that was done. Okay? You're now forming a deeper connection because now you're providing a way, a platform for that man to win you. And a man likes to feel that he's winning you, you see. So give the man the space to explore you with your boundaries intact. Another sign of low value is when you sleep with a man too soon. Okay, so as I've mentioned on countless occasions, I used to manage in excess of 120 men. I was the only female. And so when I created a survey, this was one of the top, and you might be surprised, this was one of the top answers that I received of how a woman can actually communicate low value to a man. You see, what you have to understand is that as a woman, men, we connect sleeping with a man with love. Okay, a man's hardwiring is he can have sex without love. But for women, it's much harder for us to actually separate the two. So I want you to understand the distinction here. I'm not saying that women cannot have sex without love, but it's harder for us to separate the two. Okay? So from a man's point of view, it's if you sleep with him too early, you are not valuing yourself. You're not actually valuing yourself because you haven't allowed him to earn it. And if a man hasn't put in the work or put in the effort to gain that part of yourself, then how on earth can he value it? Think about it. Think about any aspect of life. Anything that you acquire too easily, you don't value it because you haven't earned it. Think of the days of fox hunting back in the day, where the men would go fox hunting and it was all about the chase, and they would roar and, you know, be really happy and feel like, yeah, I'm the man, because they've caught the fox. Why? Because they had to earn it. They had to use their skill and their prowess to actually attain the prize. So you have to walk as if you are a walking trophy. You have to own that. You are the prize. And if you give that prize up like it's worth nothing, then guess what? That is exactly what it will be perceived as. So, like I describe in my book, which is mistake number 2, and she's got that vibe. Keep that cookie jar closed, especially if your goal is to attain a long-term relationship. Remember, everything is a test. And if a man pushes you for sex, he will lose respect for you immediately if he succeeds. And he might not even communicate that. In fact, I doubt that he will actually communicate that. But more often than not, you will find that man backing away. So please accept that as the rule. Okay, there are always exceptions for the rule. And I'm saying that because I can hear some of you guys saying that. Look at that as the rule. Another sign of low value is how you carry yourself. You see, how you feel on the inside is actually reflected on the outside. So what is your posture saying? How are you holding yourself? How is your head held high? Are you carrying yourself with a queen, as a queen? How do you hold your shoulders, and how do you sway your hips? Okay, what is your pace when it comes to walking? All of these things add up to show, to display the value that you have of yourself. And it emanates a vibe which is picked up from people around you. Okay, your vibe is contagious. And men can pick up on that from a mile away. I have lost count, and I am not boasting, of the amount of men that have said, I like the way that you carry yourself, which indicates that a man looks at the way that you carry yourself because it is communicating your value. Yes? But the good thing is that you can actually learn this. And once you're aware of how you're carrying yourself and how it's actually affecting people around you, then you can actually do something about it. It's all in the awareness. And of course, this includes your dress code. How do you dress your body? If you're going to dress in a trashy way, need I say, what is it that you're communicating? What's the vibe that you're sending out? If you dress in an elegant way, in a classy way, guess what you're communicating? So take care about how you actually put yourself together. Another sign of low value is the inability to relinquish control. You see, if you're a control freak and you're always wanting to be right, again, this is described in my book, in mistake number 6. This is a turn off, and it actually again communicates low value. You see, there's nothing worse than a confrontational, argumentative woman that wants to control the situation, okay? That always needs to be right. And I'm not saying that a woman shouldn't have an opinion or disagree. I'm saying there's no need to force a point if what you're actually seeking is a harmonious relationship. Now, I'm in support of women's lib and feminism to a point. But some women, they go overboard when it comes to expressing their opinion. Yes, when at work, we often cloak ourselves in masculine energy because we have to lead, we have to direct, we have to take control, we have to make those decisions. And sisters, that's all well and good, but when you're with a man, you have to slip into feminine energy. You have to put that feminine, that masculine vibe aside, because feminine vibe, femininity is a power. And on the surface, it may seem as if you forcing a point is a sign of strength, but it isn't. Instead, use your femininity, your softness, to reduce conflict. Look at Hulk. Do you remember the movie Hulk? And how that's actually a nice pictorial image of how the great Hulk, the masculine man. Of course, a man doesn't have to look like that to be masculine. Masculinity is a vibe, okay? And how this feminine woman uses her softness and her power to softly bring the man down, okay? To manage that energy and just calm him down. You see, when you're trying to be so in control, it brings out his urge to compete with you. And as a woman, you want to compliment your man, not to effeminate, not to emasculate him, sorry. Okay? So it's about acknowledging and embracing your feminine strength to your advantage and not acting like a man. Also, another point that I would like to talk about in relation to control is don't be afraid to be vulnerable. When you're vulnerable, it allows you to have a deep connection with your potential partner. don't be afraid to show that. Some people see that as a weakness, but it's the way that you do it. The way that you do it is in such a way as you're not coming across as needy. You're just voicing and you're expressing your feelings in a particular situation. And when you lead by example, it then gives the man the permission to also to be vulnerable. And of course, this is what allows for that connection, that emotional connection that you want. That is how a man falls in love. By being able to be himself around you and not having to put on a mask. So when you drop the mask, he also drops the mask. Like attracts like. As an additional note, I'd like to add something on vulnerability. You see, with vulnerability, it's the intention behind it. If you're being authentic in expressing vulnerability, in other words, you're looking to add value, in other words, you're looking to build a connection, okay? That is a great thing. But on the flip side, some people can, in a very calculating way, use vulnerability to actually extract value from another person. So what do I mean? When you are looking to get validation from somebody, you're looking at them to approve you. So in other words, you don't have that self-validation of yourself, okay? You're doing it in a manipulative way to extract value from the other person to make yourself feel better about you. That comes across as low value. You see, it's the intention behind it. Just want to make sure that you see the difference between the two. You see, it's that intention that will make you look either low value or high value in the eyes of a man. And no matter how hard you try to hide it, your vibe will come across. Okay, you cannot hide your vibe. And I'm sure you know people like that in your life who want to take from you as opposed to actually adding. I remember something that a friend of mine said long ago, and it has always stuck with me. He said, you've got two types of people. You've got those that add to your life, and you've got those that take away from your life. And so when I'm actually looking at somebody, I'm always observing, is this person adding to me, or am I being subtracted from? I'm sure you know people like that in your life. So what's another way of how a woman can display low value as opposed to high value? Not having a voice. Again, this is on page 91 of my book, She's Got That Vibe. So when a woman doesn't have a voice, and this is the complete, you can see the similarity, or should I say the non-similarity, with a woman who has too much voice in as much as she always wants to be right, which I described earlier. But this is for the woman who doesn't have a voice, okay? Men are attracted to women who can speak their minds, okay? So begin your dating relationship with a voice. A man wants a woman who has a mind of her own. She's an independent thinker. In other words, she has an opinion. She's not afraid to say, you know, let's agree to disagree. She knows what her likes are, and she knows what her dislikes are. She knows what her boundaries are, okay? And so she's not going to tolerate behaviors that disallow her from being happy. She has boundaries. So simply, the way you assert yourself lets him know whether you have self-confidence. When you don't assert yourself verbally, a man will assume he has power over you. So don't be afraid to voice your opinion. So for example, if you're at a restaurant and you're presented with a menu, choose what you want confidently. Initiate topics of conversation. Know that your opinion matters and that your opinion is just as valid as his. If he asks you, well, what do you like to do? Answer enthusiastically. Have an opinion. For example, if you like reading, let him know that your preferred genre of books and what you're currently reading, and be able to express that. Some women have had a hard time with compliments. Accept compliments gracefully. Voice your opinion, okay? Have a voice. If a man comments on a dress that you have, thank you. Don't shy away and say, oh, this old thing. Have a voice. Thank you. Don't be afraid to express yourself. You see, when you appear confident, it lets him know that you're not to be easily trifled with. So if he behaves badly or he tries to take advantage, you can put him in his place. Men find that actually sexy. And having boundaries allows you to come across as sexy to a man. And again, it lends to a man's appetite for a mental challenge. So when you're actually not expressing yourself, you're actually disservicing yourself. Now, it's important that if you're ever in a situation where, for example, if you're on a date and a lovely looking woman walks into the room, and I want to kind of harp on this, because I have seen it so many times where a woman who is not confident about herself will basically try to downplay another woman's attractiveness because of her insecurity. So have you ever been in a situation where you're out on a date and an attractive girl enters the room and he turns to look at her? Now, men are attracted to beauty. That is just how it is. Men are visual creatures. So what did you do? Hopefully you remain calm, poised and collected, as if you didn't even notice. Or maybe you yourself even pointed out and complimented that woman on her appearance. And in some way, what you've actually done is you've actually highlighted the beauty within yourself. So don't be afraid of a man who's actually showing another woman in a respectful manner admiration. It doesn't mean that he doesn't admire you. And don't be afraid to express your voice, to say that you have also identified that this woman also looks fantastic. You see, when you point out others as unattractive, on a vibrational level, you send out that you are also unattractive. And in that moment, to the observer, you become exactly.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.